Right, good morning, guys. Good morning. All right. Well, this morning we are going to talk about something a little bit scary. So in order to help us think about that, I brought something that, it is a Walmart bag. Yep. That's not very scary, though, is it? Nope. Don't worry, I didn't bring the actual scary things. I just brought pictures, all right? So you don't have to worry too much. All right, so these are some things that some people are afraid of. Let me see if I can get them out. Let me just go. First we have... What's that? Yeah, it is a snake. Whoa. Some people are scared of snakes. Yeah, definitely. All right, what else do we have? Oh, spider. You have tons of spiders at your house? Oh, that's really scary.
Sometimes we get spiders in my house.
Yeah, me too. What's that? Ooh, a tornado or bad weather. Ooh, sometimes that can be a shark tornado, yep. Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Fire, maybe something catches on fire. Yeah, that can be pretty scary. Well, there's lots of things that people are scared of. Those are real pictures, yeah? Yeah? No, I'm not going to bring a snake. Nope. Well, those things can be pretty scary, can't they? And there's other things that are scary, too. Well, in our story today... there's something that's kind of scary, but through this scary thing, we see how awesome God is. Gospel lesson had to do with demons. Now, we should all remember that angels are God's helpers, right? Yep. Well, demons are not good guys. They're actually God's enemies, and they actually help Satan, who's very bad. But you know what? They are absolutely terrified of Jesus. Since we are filled with God's Spirit, we don't have to worry about demons or anything scary. So, what we heard in the gospel reading from Pastor this morning had to do with a man who had those yucky demons inside of him. There is this man, and he didn't know Jesus. Jesus was coming into the area, and this man started walking toward Jesus. He was a little crazy. In fact, he had not worn clothes or even lived in a house for a long time because the demons were so in control of him. They made him do wild and weird things. Jesus knew what was happening and tried talking to the demons. They recognized him, and they were scared of Jesus. Jesus asked the demon's name, and he said, Legion, which meant that there were a lot of demons inside of this man. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into some pigs instead. Now, there just so happened to be a herd of pigs in a field right next to the demon man. Jesus told the demons they could leave the man and enter the pigs. So they did. This probably made the pigs pretty wild, and they went running down a hill into the lake and drowned. When the people saw this, they were pretty upset and also scared. They didn't know who Jesus was or what he might do to them. Not only were their pigs gone, but they saw the man who had been possessed by demons, and he had changed. He had clothes on. He was clean. And he was sitting right by Jesus' feet. Yeah. The people asked Jesus to leave, and the man wanted to go with him. But Jesus told the man that his job was to tell the people in his village about Jesus. So what did we learn from this? For one thing, we know that we don't have to focus on our fears, because God has overcome them and is more powerful than them. When we have God's love in our hearts, it covers and protects us. Even when things are scary, we can talk to God about them and ask for his help. Another thing we should remember is that when we believe in God and are baptized, our lives are transformed. We are made into something totally new and beautiful. So that means our job is to share the gospel with other people. We should be willing to tell everyone of the joy we have in Christ and how he makes us new and brings us joy. That isn't something to be scared of, it's something to celebrate. Can you guys fold your hands and repeat after me for our prayer? Dear God, thank you for your power. You are stronger than any scary thing. Please help me remember that and focus on you for hope. Help me tell others about you. I love you, God. Thanks for loving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.